This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. With the death toll now at 106 in Maui, U.S. President Joe Biden pledges to get Hawaii everything it needs after the devastating fires there. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Before talking about his economic policies in Milwaukee, President Biden spent some time addressing the tragedy in Maui.
I've spoken to Governor Josh Green multiple times and reassured him the state will have everything it needs from the federal government.
And Biden plans a visit. He just doesn't know when.
My wife Jill and I are going to travel to Hawaii as soon as we can. That's what I've been talking to the governor about. I don't want to get in the way.
And he gave more than thoughts and prayers.
Not just our prayers. Every asset they need will be there for them.
I'm Shelley Adler.
North Korea said that Travis King confessed to crossing into the North because of humane maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. That's according to state news agency KCNA. It's the first public acknowledgement of the incident by Pyongyang. Ryan Chang tells us more.
The North's official state news agency, KCNA, posted on its website that during an investigation, quote, Travis King confessed that he had decided to come over to the DPRK as he harbored ill feeling against inhumane maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. He also expressed his willingness to seek refuge in the DPRK or a third country, saying that he felt disillusioned with the unequal American society. DPRK stands for the North's official name, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. KCNA also said King was kept under control by soldiers in North Korea and that the investigation they mentioned is still active.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. This is VOA News. Deadly clashes between rival militias in Libya's capital killed at least 27 people and left residents trapped in their homes Tuesday, unable to escape the violence. The fighting appears to be the most intense to shake up Tripoli this year. There were at least four people dead, but it was not immediately clear if they were militiamen or civilians. Clashes erupted late Monday between the militiamen from the 44 Brigade and the Special Deterrent Force. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke to Mali's military leader about the recent coup in Niger. On Tuesday, a call likely to cause concern among Western governments that fear growing Russian influence in West Africa's Sahel region. Reuters' Olivia Zolino.
In a statement, the Kremlin said the call was initiated by Mali and was focused on ending the situation, quote, through peaceful, political, and diplomatic means. As the West loses influence in the region, support for Russia has grown. Since President Mohamed Bazoum was ousted in late July, coup supporters have been seen at rallies, waving Russian flags. Military leaders in Mali and Burkina Faso have kicked out troops from former colonial power France while strengthening ties with Moscow. Putin has called for a return to constitutional order in Niger, while Wagner's chief has welcomed the army takeover and offered his services.
A Pennsylvania study suggests links between fracking and some illnesses in children. Details from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Researchers in heavily drilled Pennsylvania are adding to a body of evidence suggesting links between the natural gas industry and certain health problems. University of Pittsburgh researchers found what they called significant associations between gas industry activity and two ailments, asthma and a relatively rare type of cancer in children called lymphoma. Researchers were unable to say whether the drilling caused the health problems because the studies were not designed to do that. Instead, researchers combed health records to try to determine possible associations based on how close people lived to natural gas wells. In the cancer study, researchers found that children who lived within 1 mile of a well had 5 to 7 times the chance of developing lymphoma compared with children who lived 5 miles or more away. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The International Criminal Court should prosecute Taliban leaders for a crime against humanity for denying education and employment to Afghan girls and women. That's according to the UN Special Envoy for Global Education. Gordon Brown told a virtual UN press conference on the second anniversary of the Taliban takeover that its rulers are responsible for the most egregious, vicious, and indefensible violation of women's rights.